This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. At the confluence of the Licking and Ohio Rivers sits the city of Covington, which is gearing up to proudly celebrate its 200th birthday in 2015. Covington Bicentennial Committee Vice Chair Amanda Greenwell, Program Manager for UpTech, joins us to share the city's plans for its year-long, community-wide bicentennial celebration. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Amanda, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I'm glad to have you here.
Great, thanks for having me.
It's hard to believe it's been 200 years. I mean, time really does fly when you're having fun.
Isn't it exciting, though, that we have this, you know, awesome historical event that we're all living through? So it is hard to believe, but it's really exciting times in Covington.
Yeah, Covington has, it's such an interesting mix of
architecture, yes,
historic and modern, and just in general has a great history around it, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it has a really rich culture as well. So Covington is really unique. It's urban, it's quirky, it's proud, has a really great industrial history, as well as lots of really art, cultural things to be proud of as well. So it's a very diverse, unique, just amazing city.
And as I understand it, so the city was actually founded in 1815. Then.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And I think it became a full-fledged city somewhere in the 1830s.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And today we have Covington 200 years later.
Now we do. That's right.
When did the planning for the bicentennial start?
So there's really been two phases of the planning. It first started several years back, and the gentleman who was in charge, his name was Ron Einhaus, and he unfortunately passed away. So there was a little bit of a lull with the loss of Ron, and Norm Damaris, who is the chair of the bicentennial, was tapped last April to kind of take what Ron and his team had started and really move it forward. Norm and I worked together through UpTech, and so I was honored when he came to me and asked me to help him. And since then, we've also added Kate Essery, who is the project coordinator, and we have about 200 volunteers. So we've gained lots of momentum. And we're really focusing on the past, the present, and also looking forward to the future. So we're not just celebrating the history of Covington, but we're really celebrating all of the great things that are happening currently and then looking forward to the future in Covington as well.
Well, so this has been a real community effort to put all this together.
Absolutely.
You mentioned some
names.
It's
not just me, that's for sure.
Right, you mentioned several groups and people and groups that are involved in this. Who else has been involved in putting this together?
Well, it's, you know, we have an executive committee. We have just really great buy-in from not only the city, but from businesses, local businesses, residents. There's 19 neighborhoods in Covington, and they're all kind of represented and have had a voice so far. Education. So we've engaged the schools. We've engaged from Children Inc., which deals with pre-kindergarten, all the way up to Gateway. So we really have a really broad community participation.
Amanda, how and why did you get involved in this?
Well, as you mentioned, I am the program manager of UpTech, and UpTech moved to Covington officially in November. And when we were searching for a place to kind of land our program, I just fell in love with the city. I thought that, I had been to Mainstrasse and I had gone out to dinner and things like that, but really just being immersed in the city and my passion for Covington is growing and growing as I work there every day. It's just such a unique treasure, and I'm just really excited, to be involved in such an effort that has such community support and, really generates lots of excitement every time we're talking to people about what we're doing. So I'm really blessed to be involved, and I'm really excited about what we're trying to do and the mission that we've created.
You know, with this being a community-wide effort, is this an example of Covington being a big little city where folks really share a sense of community?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about Covington. I mean, we want people from Cincinnati to come over and discover Covington for the first time. If you live in Villa Hills, you're allowed to come to the Bicentennial. It's not just about Covington. So really, we're trying to expose the brilliance of Covington. It's a really unique place, and we really want to shine a really positive spotlight on what happens in Covington, not only in 2015, but beyond. We also want to build pride. So we want Covingtonians, if you will, to really kind of get a new appreciation for their city that they live and work in, and maybe take advantage, you know, maybe take for granted every day. And we want to become the envy of Northern Kentucky and the region and Cincinnati. You know, people from Indiana are allowed to come too. So,
Hoosiers, you're okay.
That's right. We're totally open. Covington is a very open and accepting place. But, you know, the Bicentennial is also an economic development play. So we want to create demand, not only, you know, for the restaurants, but also the local businesses and neighborhoods. And if we could just inspire people to invest in Covington through the Bicentennial, I think it's a win. So whether that means that they come to one of our events, or they come to a restaurant, try a new restaurant, or maybe they purchase a home or move their business there, I think that would be, that's a major win for us.
You know, Covington, one of the things I'm always amazed by is how all the different aspects there are to Covington. I mean, it's got...
It's a very complicated, unique, diverse place.
It
that's
is.
For sure.
Main Strasse, Riverwalk, it's downtown. It's it's all very unique and very diverse.
And the people are like that, too. I mean, we've got people walking around. You know, there's a big joke in Covington. There's this thing. These people walk around shirtless in Covington for some reason. It's just this really weird, quirky place. And if you live there and work there, you kind of have an appreciation for it. And so we really want other people in the region to gain appreciation for Covington as well.
You know, there are several elements that have gone into this plan. I believe there is, a book?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Documentary?
That's right.
An exhibit and classroom materials?
Right.
The book's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a huge deal. So it's really sad to say, but in nearly 200 years, there's never been a comprehensive history book about Covington.
Really?
Absolutely. So our Bicentennial has taken it as our mission. There's a team, Paul Tincotti, James Claypool, and David Schroeder are the editors of the book. But they have taken it as their mission to rectify this injustice. And so we have a beautiful, fully illustrated 200-plus page hardback book that's going to be available this coming November. It'll be available for holiday sales. We're going to have a launch of that book at the Berenger-Koffer Museum in November 2014.
So, okay, and it's available online. Is that right?
Yes, we have a great website, cov200.com or cov200.org, and we have a store that we're working on. You know, the book will be on there. The documentary will be on there. We're about ready to launch our very first merchandise item. So you can get all of that from our website.
Yeah, the documentary, hour-long documentary, is that correct?
That's correct. So the documentary is going to feature, you know, the rich history of Covington, but also, you know, the current boom of technology development and programs like UpTech. And the producers are soliciting help from the local community, and they're encouraging people to contribute content. So photographs, if they have video, of course, family stories. Just a really interesting side note. We received a message from one of Covington's original descendants, the Kennedy family. So there's lots of people that are kind of coming out and saying, hey, I want to participate in this storytelling of Covington. So it's been really awesome.
He had a well-known historian, I think, who was involved with the book and the movie, correct?
Right. So Paul Tincotti and James Claypool you're probably talking about Jim Claypool, who was, he taught history at Northern Kentucky for several years, kind of like the godfather of Northern Kentucky history. So he's one of the editors. And Dave Schroeder is the executive director of the Kent County Library. Paul Tincotti is also an NKU history teacher as well. So those are the editors. So we've got a great team and lots of contributors as well to the book. So lots of knowledgeable folks.
Yeah, so it's not going to be a puff piece. This is going to be a good historical kind of Covington's history.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Now, yeah, I've got to admit, you know, there are people who live on the Cincinnati side who don't like to cross the river. So
I know. What is it? It's like this ocean that nobody wants to cross. And guess what? We're nice over in Kentucky. So come on over. I came to Cincinnati today, so you guys can come over to Kentucky.
Well, my question would be, what advice, what would you recommend to someone who wants to explore the city, maybe for the first time?
Well, you don't need a passport, so you can check that off your worry list. You can come over to Kentucky without, you know, going to get a passport. Just bite off little things. So maybe experience a restaurant. There are 19 neighborhoods in Covington, so it's very diverse. There's really something for everyone. I think the riverfront is going to be a really exciting place. We're doing lots of development of the riverfront with they're adding a park and things like that. So, and that's going to be happening this year. They're going to start that development this year. So come and check that out, you know, if you're not sure. Mainstross is a great place to go. Madison Avenue has lots of great restaurants. And so just come over, tip your toe in the water. There's about 200 existing events in Covington every year. So if you need a reason to come over, you can go to Covington, cov200.com or .org, and we have a list of all the existing events. We've created a database. We've collaborated with the Covington Art Council, the Renaissance Covington, the city, lots of folks who are putting on events, and we have a comprehensive event calendar on our website. So if you're curious about what's happening, that's a great place to start.
I'm talking with Amanda Greenwell, Vice Chair of the Covington Bicentennial Committee. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can call 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And one of the other elements of this whole bicentennial plan, this whole celebration, QR coded tours of Covington.
That's
Is that right?
Isn't that exciting?
Going to be really neat.
Well, and I'm happy to say that the company that has created that product and is doing those tours is called Torrets, and they're an uptech startup. So we're really happy that the bicentennial is supporting one of our local startups. So you can go to torrets.com and check out what they're doing. But we're looking at some really innovative things. The bicentennial, you know, we're going to have some, as Norm always likes to say, we're going to have some analog things, but we're also going to have some really cool high-tech digital things that we're trying to do. We're tracking the number of volunteer hours. We're tracking the number of eyeballs that we attract to Covington. We were collecting lots of data, and the intention is to be able to look back and say, hey, this had a real economic development impact in Covington.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And technology keeps coming up a lot in this conversation. It seems like Covington's becoming a kind of a technological hub in this area.
And we're really proud of it. Absolutely. So there's lots of great startups, lots of great technology startups happening in Covington, and there is a big movement, and I really think that's because, you know, this is kind of off topic of the bicentennial, but, you know, my other love is uptech, and I think that the city is really progressive about investing in startups and has really created this awesome technology kind of centered focus that will really really shine in the future. So
now, tell me, the interactive exhibit that's going to be at the Beringer Crawford Museum, mm-hmm. when does that start, and who's behind all that?
So the exhibit's going to be at the Beringer Crawford Museum, and the focus is the Stewart Ironworks. So Stewart Ironworks had a huge economic impact in Covington, and they produced lots of wrought iron gates that are still seen throughout Covington. And so the exhibit is just going to pay homage to the Stewart Ironworks and the effect that they had on the city.
And also local classrooms are getting involved in this as well.
That's right. We have, as I mentioned, we have about 200 plus volunteers, and we have about 11 committees with the Bicentennial. And one of our committees is the Cultural Education Outreach, and their mission is to create programs and extend those programs to the education community. So, again, lots of involvement, educating our students. Lots of work is being done on that committee.
Well, how important is that element, Amanda? How important is it for students to understand Covington's history and its heritage?
Well, you know, it's always good to learn where you come from, right? So I think it's really important for the youth. You know, I say that like I'm an old lady, but I think it's important for the kids in the you know, the up and coming generations to really appreciate, you know, what, you know, why Covington, you know, what it's all about. And so if they can gain a greater appreciation for where they live, you know, maybe they'll kind of respect and get more involved and be more passionate about where they come from.
Now, you're looking at this. You've mentioned that this is going to be good for economic development.
Yes.
And so you're looking at the bicentennial as being a stage for the city, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to put it on stage. We want to build pride. Absolutely. And so we have several events that we have planned. We have about 16 events that we've defined. And a big mission in defining these events was to be inclusive, because we are so unique and so diverse. We don't want to exclude people. We want to give back to the city. So give back is a big thing for us. We have something that we're working on called Impact Covington. And the mission is really to organize mass service days to just blanket the city with people who are giving back in either beautification or public art or contributing to the social service community that we have. Yeah.
All kinds
forgot
of stuff.
Where I was going.
All kinds
I lost
of stuff
my train
coming
of thought.
Up.
Sorry.
Well, you've got something coming up next month, right? Is it
we
April
do.
The 12th?
Yeah. So one of our first events is called a Scanning Bee. And it's
a Scanning Bee. Okay.
It is Saturday, April 12th from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Berenger Coffer Museum. And again, we want to be inclusive. We want to hear people's stories. And so we want them to come to the Berenger Coffer, bring their pictures, and we're going to scan them in and use those pictures in not only the documentary, but the book, and also, you know, engage people through social media and our website. So if you have some great pictures and some history you want to share, come to the Scanning Bee and share them with us. We also have another event coming up on May 22nd, and it's at the DeVue Park, at the pavilion in DeVue Park, and it's a kickoff celebration. So the objective is to inspire the community and really showcase the progress. You know, we've been working really hard in our executive meetings and our committee meetings, and this is really, this event on May 22nd is really the first time that we are showing the public, you know, what we have been doing. So for the very first time, people can purchase merchandise. For the very first time, people will see the Covington 200 brand that we've been working really hard on. We're going to have a documentary teaser. So for the very first time, people can actually see portions of the documentary. We're going to unveil a new promotional video, and we're going to introduce the Covington 200 ambassadors. So lots of people want to get involved, and they're really passionate about this. And so we created something called the Ambassador Program. So the ideal ambassador loves the Cove, is enthusiastic and energetic, and they're able to attend some of the Covington events. You know, and just kind of want to be an ambassador for the city. One thing that I didn't mention is that I mentioned that there's about 200 events happening in Covington every year. So in 2014, the Bicentennial is going to be attending as many of those events as we can to kind of increase awareness about the Bicentennial and what we're doing. And then in 2015, we're challenging all those existing events to create a give back twist. So I mentioned we're the Bicentennial that gives back. So in 2015, during the Bicentennial year, the existing events are, we're asking them, we're challenging them to come up with a way to give back to the city their own way. And so that's just one portion of the Give Back Project, but we really want to have a huge positive impact on the city through Bicentennial.
Are you playing any events that will involve or take place on either the Ohio or the Licking Rivers as a way of showing off that Covington is a river city?
Yeah, well, so you bring up a really good point. Not only are we a river city, but we have two rivers in Covington, one, the Licking River and the Ohio River. So we have two river banks, which is really unique. We are having a party on the riverfront in the summer of 2015. And the objective of that event is to celebrate the development along the riverfront. But in addition to that, I mean, we're having lots and lots of celebrations. I mentioned that we're having a total of 16 that are defined right now. And so we're having a big birthday gala party. So that's another event that we're having. So the Bicentennial Day is Sunday, February 8th, 2015. which, so the Saturday before is just a really great time to have a party. So we're going to have the birthday gala celebration on Saturday, February 7th, 2015. We're actually going to go through midnight and all be together and celebrate the bicentennial together at midnight. In addition to that, on the next day, the actual bicentennial day, we're going to release the documentary and release a community video project. So one way that we're engaging the community is through a video project. So in the summer of 2014, we're going to empower the community to share their pride and create an awesome a video that is going to be really inclusive and just really awesome. So,
you got anything special planned for the fireworks in the Labor Day fireworks in 2015?
Well,
you
going to try to? We would love if the WEBN fireworks, the Toyota fireworks, whatever it's called, will do some type of like special hashtag COV firework.
Happy
maybe.
Birthday,
so,
Covington!
Happy birthday, Covington! That would be awesome. And I hear there's a big baseball game coming in July 2015 too, the
yes.
All-Star game. And so we really want to shine a positive light on Covington and take advantage of that large audience as well.
You know, this is being portrayed as a celebration of Covington's, like you were saying, its past, its present, its future. And is that what makes this the most significant, that it's not just about the city's past, that it's about where the city is heading?
Absolutely. So we have, you know, the historical projects that we've talked about, the books, the documentary, the exhibit. We have the events that we've mentioned. But we're also, we want to leave a lasting legacy and really build on the future of Covington. We would be remiss if we just talked about the future and the present and didn't talk about, or the past and the present and didn't talk about the future. And we have, we're in the process of defining what that legacy project is, but we know that it will be education focused.
And again, how can people get more information about this? What's the website again?
Yeah, the website is cov200.com or cov200.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Amanda Greenwell is vice chair of the Covington Bicentennial Committee.